Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting second. The right fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Carlson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hal Carlson. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting second. The left fielder, Chick Foles. Batting third. The third baseman, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Andy Cohen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Henry. Pitching for the New York Giants, Dutch Henry. And now, play ball. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foles. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a pop-up towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive towards third. Lindstrom reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground for a single. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is called out on strikes. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0 for 1 in the game. English hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into left field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chick Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0 for 1 in the game. Fuller hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lindstrom. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Lindstrom steals second. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan strikes out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lindstrom fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry hits a line drive towards the mound. Carlson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-2 in the game. English hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cohen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-2 in the game. Rausch hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fulas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fulas is 0-for-2 in the game. Fulas takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. English can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fulas moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-2 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevenson is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. McMillan moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Hal Carlson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlson is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cohen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-2 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Pat Crawford pinch hits for Dutch Henry. Pat Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Freddie Fitzsimmons now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-3 in the game. English hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heathcote bunts towards the mound. Fitzsimmons fields it and throws to first for the out. English moves to second. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hornsby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzsimmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a fly ball into left field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 0-for-3 in the game. Rausch hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fullers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fullers is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fullers bunts towards the mound. Carlson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into right field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzsimmons fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andy Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cohen hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.